Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap at Little River in Mendocino County. With me, Callie and Mark Dim. Good to see you guys. How are you?
Morning, Liam.
Great to see you too, Liam.
It's drinking time, isn't it? What are we drinking?
We are drinking a Paloma Pride. It's a cocktail we made up for our Pride Festival that's coming up. It has our homemade elderflower syrup, our friend's vodka from Ukiah from Craft Distillery, and some other really fun things.
You know, I never drink alone, so cheers, guys. Here we go.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. There we go. Oh, my Lord. Now, that is a gift from the guy. You know, I love it so much, I'm going in for a second. Callie, I love that you came up with this, especially for Pride. We're going to get into that in just a minute. For folks who've never been here to Little River Inn, Mendocino County, you will stumble across it as you drive into Mendocino. And there is some deep family history right here, Callie. Your family, yes?
There is. My great-great-grandparents built the house in the 1850s, and my grandparents turned it into an inn in 1939. So we've been at it for quite a while, and we love it.
You love it so much that you guys are you now considered the sole proprietors?
We are the sole proprietors. We had a family business, and we're still a family business, but now we're the sole proprietors of the inn.
So, Mark, you first met Callie. You're a chef. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you are the chef here. Did you have any idea what you'd be getting into?
Well, I didn't, but looking back, I'm glad I made the decisions that I did.
You have a little lad together, 8 years old, right?
We do, Max. He's a lot of fun and inspires us a bunch.
I love how involved in the community you are. Obviously, this is home, and for you, you're always engaging your visitors, engaging the community, doing unique, special things. I've been up here joyously for all manner of things over the years. Crab Cake Festival, Abalone Festival. You guys are always sort of reinventing the wheel and coming up with some new things. This year, no different. Pride. Mendocino Pride. It's a new thing.
It is a new thing. I mean, as you can tell, we just love introducing people to our neck of the woods here. It is so special. As parents, this Pride Festival has special meaning. Just the opportunity to be able to live actively our values with our child is a big deal.
Well, and I have to say, me and my partner, Rick, we love coming up here. We always feel incredibly welcome. And for you, Mark, I know community is important, right?
Community is definitely important, and we like to embrace with our local community. We are not only tourist serving here at Little River Inn, we're a hub for most of the community and do a lot of community support as well.
I have to say, you know, what I love about coming here, last night we popped in, we thought we'd pop into the bar just for one drink before dinner. 3 hours later, we're still at the bar. We've met pretty much everyone at the bar. No one's on their phone. Everyone's engaged, connected in the moment. This is an incredibly special place for that.
Yeah, we take a lot of focus in keeping it that way. We don't want to be a corporately owned generic place. The locals interfacing with the tourists and being part of the community is the special part about our bar and the way we run our business.
You know, it also helps that you have a $1 billion view and you have some killer cocktails as well.
Yeah, you definitely can't beat the view. I mean, you just sit here and watch for whales and see what else is going on out there in the ocean. It's pretty spectacular.
Looking out that window at that bar, it's a little better than watching CNN or MSNBC. It's even better than Discovery Channel, I have to say.
I don't even know why we have a TV in our bar.
You don't need one. You certainly do not need one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Callie, I know for you, you're really into fermenting. You know, Mark's the chef, but there's a little bit of a mad scientist in you, right?
There's definitely a mad scientist in me. Mark likes to tease me, our refrigerator is one-third science experiment, one-third beer, and one-third food. So I like to come up with the raw ingredients and play around and hand them over to Chef here, and he makes his magic.
And the beer in the fridge is my part.
By the way, you said raw ingredients, not wrong, right?
Correct. I did.
So, Mark, be honest with me here. Callie comes up with a madcap idea. How are most of them met?
She usually undersells her talents. Yeah. She usually says, this is weird, I don't think, and I'll taste it. And I'm like, that's delicious, honey. Yeah. Let's do this with it. We're experimenting now with fermented cauliflower as a vegan substitution on our new bacon banh mi sandwich. So if you don't much care for the bacon, you could go with fermented cauliflower as a vegan option.
Yeah, sign me up.
You're in.
With extra bacon.
Bacon and fermented cauliflower is how I would have it. But
Mark, absolutely. By the way, dinner last night, extraordinary. All the appetizers we had at the bar from 6 till 9 weren't enough. We had to order some more food, take it back to the room. Add your chicken and gravy, mashed potato, a little taste.
Gluten-free as well.
Absolutely, right.
Imagine that.
Well, imagine that. And had you not said that, I would have had no idea.
Yeah, we really try to embrace what our clients request, and in this day and age, there's a lot of health requests, so we do our best part to make sure that everybody has a good option for meals, and everybody's welcome here.
You know, I'm going to drink to that. Mark, Callie, cheers to you both. Mm. Nobody knows it's breakfast time that we're recording this. Nobody.
That drink makes me proud.
Look at this guy. He's got a big smile on his face. Callie, Pride weekend up here. When you were thinking about this cocktail, tell me about the initial germ of the idea and how this cocktail for Pride Mendocino evolved.
I'm kind of stumped. I mean, it started with the elderflowers. We're also doing a Pacific kamikaze with the nori that I foraged down on the beach here. Yeah. So it's going to be two cocktails for Pride, and they're just inspired with what's available this time of year.
You know, what I love about this cocktail, as you put it together, let it sit, and you see all the colors shifting. It also looks a little bit like an evolving Pride flag initially.
It is. It is a very proud pink Pride flag.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. I love it, and it goes down well, too. Let's talk through Pride weekend. When is it? And beginning on Friday, what's the agenda for the weekend?
Begins Friday, June 21st. You start off in Anderson Valley, welcome at the Madrones, and then you move on to a welcome reception hosted by Liam Mecklem.
I've heard of that guy. Funny accent. He's really from Fresno, you know that. Yeah, just puts the accent on for the radio.
Yeah, he just puts on a good show. That is at Glendevin Lodge. And Saturday, you go to Big River Beach for a sandcastle building contest. Saturday night is the Rainbow Express train. That's a train party out to a dance party in a meadow. Sunday brunch is at Queenie's in Elk, and then a private safari at Bee Brine Preserve, where you can actually kiss a giraffe.
One more time?
You can actually kiss a giraffe. Best photo op ever.
Wow. That, sign me up. I'm coming.
There's really big tongues, though. I don't know.
I've kissed a giraffe before at Oakland Zoo. Let me tell you. It left a memory.
I don't want to think about
don't
that.
Don't go there, Mark. Don't go there. Folks, if you're listening and wondering whether or not you should be part of this fantastic weekend, Pride Mendocino, I say pack your bags, reserve your rooms right now. And what's really cool, Mark and Callie right here at Little River Inn are giving folks a special opportunity and offer, right, that weekend?
Right, you get a 15% discount on any room when you book a Pride Pass.
So for all the info, the best site to go to is
visitmendocino.com/pride-2019.
You've got that down, Callie. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm absolutely honored to be part of the weekend. We are going to have an absolute blast together. So, folks, tell your friends, tell your parents, bring the family, come down to Mendocino. Stay at the Little River Inn. Go to visitmendocino.com/pride-2019.
Dash 2019. Very right. Fancy.
Let's drink to that one more time, guys. Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Folks, try the Pride cocktail. Come stay for dinner. Come stay for the weekend. More info. Plus, can we share the recipe for this lovely cocktail?
Absolutely. online or right now? Right now?
No, oh no, I'll put it on my page. There we go.
I will share.
Yeah, folks, Little River Inn, Mendocino, Mark, Callie, thanks so much, guys. All the info at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.